Hi there. My name is Nate, and I'm a political pundit who has a knack for getting elections right, where quote-unquote professionals, professional pollsters, and professional pundits tend to get things wrong. I use a variety of models, and the reason why I'm starting this podcast is because I accurately predicted the 2016 election. I accurately predicted the Electoral College margin of 306 to 232, and I was only off by one Senate election in 2018. So I was able to predict who was going to win the Senate, who was going to win the House. So I'm pretty good when it comes to my predictions, and I'm a pretty analytical guy, so I'm able to explain every single one of my predictions. Let's begin. Now, when it comes to certain polling, you can't just take things for granted, all right? When it comes to polls, you need to be very careful when it comes to weighting. For instance, there was a recent CNN poll that had Joe Biden beating Trump by 16 points. You might think, wow, that means Biden's going to win on a landslide. Well, not all polling is created equal, because when it comes to polling, you need to have a scientific standard for it. What CNN had done with that poll, they don't do this with all their polls, but with this poll in particular, CNN had just asked 1,000 random people. Yeah, not so scientific. Usually pollsters, they get a certain percentage of the voters they ask are Republicans, a certain percentage are independents, and a certain percentage are Democrats. This is what allows people to have more accurate election predictions when it comes to a state-by-state basis. For instance, the other day, the Real Clear Politics average had Biden leading Trump by 9.7 points. And this is with all the recent polls calculated. 9.7. That is a lot. Do you know the last president that won the popular vote by 9.7%? It was in 1980. When incumbent president Jimmy Carter lost in a landslide an electoral college landslide to former California governor Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan won the popular vote by 9.7%, and he won the electoral college with 489 electoral votes to Jimmy Carter's 49. So this answers the question: if Biden was actually up by 9.7 points, Joe Biden would be campaigning in states like, he would be campaigning in red states, states like Missouri, Montana, Indiana, states that were close in 2008 when the first time he was on the ticket with Barack Obama. So when you take a look at these things, you need to see, so where is Biden campaigning? He's not campaigning in Kansas or Nebraska or any red states. He's campaigning in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Minnesota and Arizona and in Florida. So what does that mean? It means his internal numbers are showing that it's not a landslide election for either side. This is something both Trump supporters, Biden supporters, and undecideds or other third-party observers who are simply looking to get a better view of who's going to win the election. If you bet on the election, I personally use predicted.org. I don't get a bonus for recommending people to the site. I'm just letting you guys know there's also a 30-day wait limit for when you put money in. But I will mention, though, betting odds can be indicative. However, in 2016, Trump had a 13 or 17% chance of winning the presidency at most. 538 had it at a 27% chance. However, networks like the Huffington Post had it at like 1% or even 0%. So we need to be careful with who we listen to. I'm going to recommend to people not to listen to people who got things wrong in 2016 by such massive numbers. Because if they were wrong in 2016 and they haven't changed their methods at all, which most networks have not at all, most likely they're not going to get it right this time. Albert Einstein once said that the definition of insanity is trying the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So you can't trust people who constantly get things wrong and expect them to get it right all of a sudden this time. So what I'm going to go over today are the various swing states. And the Senate races, I'm going to tell people to keep an eye on. Now, I define a swing state as a state that was not won in 2016 with at least 51% of the vote or more. The only state on that list I don't consider swing. That technically doesn't meet that standard, but it, by my definition, would meet swing is Utah. But Utah was an exception because of Evan McMullen in 2016. I assure you, Utah is not a swing state this election season. Now, the following states that were not won by with at least 51% of the vote by either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton are the following states and are technically up for play. I'm confident who's going to win in some of these states, but I'm going to say, by definition, these are the swing states. This, starting in the southeast, we have the state of Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, Virginia, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, Maine at large. Maine splits its electoral college by congressional district and by the state at large. Maine's first congressional district is considered safe Democrat, and Maine's second congressional district is rated lean Republican. The other swing states are Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, and Oregon. Here are the following states that I am pretty sure are going to go one way. As of today, this can change in a little more than three weeks when the election comes up. But as of right now, here are my predictions on that the following states are not going to change at all. It is my current belief that the state of Oregon, the state of Colorado, and that the state of New Mexico, all three of those states are definitely going to go Democratic. I'm going to put Virginia also in the Democratic column. The following states, I'm fairly certain, are going to go Republican. The state of North Carolina, the state of Georgia, and the state of Florida. Every single other state that I have not mentioned is up for grabs and is going to be swing. And I would encourage you to look at it on election night. Now, there are also some very key and very important Senate races to keep an eye on, because the balance of power in Washington isn't just the presidency, it's also the Senate and the House. As of right now, Democrats have an overall advantage when it comes to House things, when it comes to the generic congressional vote, but that can change. Now, I'm going to mention the following Senate seats are up for play. These are the Senate races that are being spent on the most, and the ones that realistically are going to be toss-up. I have my own personal estimates as of this time, but technically these are all swing Senate seats. The state of Maine, when it comes to incumbent Susan Collins, is facing off against the Speaker of the House of Maine, Sarah Gideon. In North Carolina, you have Kyle Cunningham, the Democratic nominee, against incumbent Senator Republican Tom Tillis. He is likely to win. In Iowa, you have Senator Joni Ernst facing off against Teresa Greenfield. Donald Trump won this state by 9.5 points in 2016. With over 51% of the vote, I don't consider this a swing district. Real Clear Politics has it as a swing district, but personally, I would give it to Joni Ernst. And I can explain why in another video. The state of Montana is between Democratic Governor Steve Bullock and Republican Senator Steve Daines. Colorado is between incumbent Republican Senator Cory Gardner and former Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper. And the Arizona Senate race, the special election to finalize who will succeed John McCain, is between Republican Senator Martha McSally, and the Democratic nominee is astronaut Mark Kelly. In the state of Minnesota, you have a very strong Republican nominee in Jason Lewis, who has been very close in polling. In Michigan, against Democratic Senator Tina Smith, who took the Senate seat after Democratic Senator Al Franken resigned due to a scandal. In Michigan, we have incumbent Senator Gary Peters, who is facing a very close battle with 2018 Republican Senate nominee businessman John James. So these are the states that are going to be close. All right. Now, the states that everyone thinks are going to be the closest beyond belief are going to be the following states. The states that are in the Rust Belt: Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. Those four states will most likely decide who wins the election. That is the key to this election. I will be going over each of those states in the upcoming podcast. Now, I'm going to be ending my podcast in just a short while. When it comes to my podcast, most people that do podcasts run podcasts for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. I just find that too long. I don't personally listen to people for that long. So I'm only going to be doing my podcast for roughly 10 to 20 minutes every day. So it's not too much information to absorb. I want you to be able to understand it. I want to keep a simplistic approach. But above all, I want to be accurate. Thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful day.